While Samuel Barber is best known for his moving Adagio for Strings, first performed in a radio broadcast in November of 1938, he wrote a lot of other music that continues to inspire musicians and listeners to this day. WRTI's Susan Lewis talked with filmmaker Paul Moon about his documentary, Samuel Barber, Absolute Beauty.
Filmmaker Paul Moon explores Barber's influence through a range of works, beginning with Dover Beach for baritone and string quartet, which Barber wrote in 1931 as a student at Curtis.
It's a Victorian poem that already gives you clues about the seriousness of Samuel Barber's intentions.
Intentions to be true to himself. Barber went on to create music in a variety of forms that navigated between classical traditions and contemporary trends. An exploration of Barber's music lends insight into his life, especially with the work Knoxville, Summer of 1915. In an interview from the archives, Barber reads lyrics that recall both Knoxville and his hometown of Westchester.
It has become that time of evening when people sit on their porches, rocking gently and talking gently.
Among the many people in the film are conductors Marin Alsop and Leonard Slatkin, biographer Barbara Heyman, and Barber's longtime companion, composer Giancarlo Menotti. Moon took the title, Absolute Beauty, from a comment by Leonard Bernstein.
Barber always sort of reminded him of Plato, and Plato represents this belief in the absolutes, as Bernstein says, a faith in the concept that there is an absolute beauty and absolute rightness of things. It's not throwing out what came before. It's not asking what's in fashion. It's incorporating all things.
As for Adagio for Strings, it continues to move listeners and remains a source of comfort in difficult times.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.